You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Using this parable.
听了我的, 凡听见我这话就去行的, 好比, 对不对? 所以他的重点, 这个比喻的重点是说, 我听见我的话就去行。
So Jesus says, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, so the point is that whoever does his words,
就去行的人, 他就是聪明人。
So those who does the words are the wise men.
不去行呢?
And then if we do not do them,
是无知的人，是愚笨的人。
We are the foolish ones.
我们都喜欢做聪明人。
We all like to be wise.
很好，Rock说，我聪明都是小聪明，他喜欢智慧。好，那我想，我们这在这边讲 wise men 是智慧，好吧？智慧人。
Okay, Rock was saying that he does not like to be smart, like street smarts. He wants to be wise. So let's say a wise man.
好，我。 前几天呢，我就上网去查了一个资料哈，就是讲到那个比萨斜塔。
A couple of days ago, I looked up the internet and found about information about the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
你们知道在意大利有一个倾斜的一个塔，对不对？
In Italy, there's a tower that is leaning.
这个塔呢，高有55公尺。
So this tower is about 55 meters high.
55公尺呢，它有8层楼。
8 stories.
那你们知道它的根基有多少？多深？
Deep is its foundation. It's 55 meters tall.
猜一猜。
Guess.
如果你要盖一个55公尺的这个 building 哈，你希望它的根基有多高？
If you want to build a building with a 55 meters, how deep would the foundation have to be?
我听说树在地上有多高，它在地下有多深。
I heard that however tall the tree is, that's how deep the root will go.
但是呢，这个塔呢，它的根基只有3公尺不到。
But this tower,
3公尺半不到。
But this tower, its foundation is only about 3 meters, 3.5 meters.
这个塔呢，是在1173年开始建。
So the construction started. 1173.
在它建了以后，大概之后将近100年的一开始建的时候，你们想说，如果你是设计师的话，你会希望建一个斜斜的塔呢，还是你觉得这是这个设计师故意让它倾斜呢，还是它的设计本来是直的
？Do you think the architect initially purposed to be leaning or to be upright?
Upright. Of course, 对不对?
Of course.
Yeah,
it was meant to be upright.
所以它原来它的设计它是要让它直的。
The initial design was to be upright.
但是呢，当它盖盖盖了十几年，大概几年之后呢，到盖到第4层的时候呢，就发现这个因为地基不均匀，然后它的土层是沙土，所以它就开始倾斜了。
But then when the towers are constructed to about the fourth floor and it started to lean because the foundation is not even and then the soil was sandy.
所以呢，就赶快停工。
So the construction stopped.
然后呢，在经过了很多年之后呢，他们又再继续的建造。
And then many years later, they restarted.
然后他们就开始建造之后，就想了一个办法呢，就是让它用反方向，因为它向东南方倾斜，所以呢，它就反方向让它变成西北方。
So also after they restarted, so they thought about to balance its leaning by putting more weight on the other side.
但是没有想到建到第7层的时候呢。
But then by the time they built to the 7th story,
这个塔呢就不再是直的了，它变成凹的了，呀，就是因为它要往那边啊，所以它这个塔呢就变成有一个曲线。
So then up to the seventh story, then this tower is no longer straight. It becomes curvy because it, now it turns to the other side.
所以我在读这个故事的时候，我觉得非常有意思，跟我们的基督徒的生活非常有关系。
I thought this is so interesting and has to, a lot to do with our Christian walk.
所以看到第七层还差一层，对，就到达顶了，就完成它的整个的建筑。结果他们就一停就停了一百年，差不多一百。
So up to the seventh story, then they stopped. They did not finish the last story, and then for about 100 years.
然后不晓得该怎么办才好。
They didn't know what to do with it.
对，但是呢，这个塔非常的漂亮。
But this tower is very, very beautiful.
而且他们已经花了很多的钱，它有很多的大理石拱门、圆柱、圆啊，这个长廊，好，非常的漂亮。
But this tower is magnificent. And they have spent a lot of money of the marbles and the statues and.
然后他们不想要放弃。
And they didn't want to give it up.
而且都已经盖了这么高了
，and it's already seven story high. Just one more story to finish.
停了快一百年之后
，so after they stop for 100 years,
他们投下了巨资，然后不冲刺把第八层楼给盖好。
Put in another huge investment to finish it up.
那这八层楼里面有七个钟，因为这个比萨斜塔呢，它的意原来当初盖它的意思是为了要它成为一个钟楼。
So there are seven bells in the tower because initially it was designed to be a bell tower.
但是你知道，从1173年到现在2000，差有多少年
？So starting from 1173 AD to now,
多少年
？How many years has it been?
忘了算一下，1173，八百多年。
More than 800 years.
这七口钟从来没有撞响过。
So those seven bells never sounded.
而且它不停的就需要花大钱来修理。
And then constantly it demands maintenance.
而且有的时候它有很久的时间，它不可以访客都不能进去，
Sometimes、
因为太危险。
It takes a long time to maintain to correct it so that they will stop the tourists from entering in.
很多的人呢都在预测它什么时候会倒。
Many people are predicting when it will collapse.
但是有一个基本的大家的共识，就是它有一天一定会倒。
But one common understanding is that one day it will collapse.
只是不知道什么时候倒。
But just don't know when.
这跟我们刚刚听到的耶稣的比喻有没有？你有没有能够 relate it？ 大家都很聪明，对不对？大家很智慧。
Can we relate it to the parable?
所以当我们把房子盖在沙石上的时候，它是会倒的。
So when we build a house on the sand, it's gonna fall.
而主耶稣用这个比喻的时候，他是讲到说，今天这我们听了主的话就去行的人，他是聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上。
And the Lord Jesus says, anyone who hears the saying of Jesus and do it, they're like wise men building a house on the rock.
雨水下降，河水上涨，房子不会倒下来。
The rain came down and the flood came up, and the house will remain.
但是呢，我们很多的时候，圣经中的话是真理哈，那我们却并没有真的想到说我们要去行它。
But oftentimes we do not really think that we ought to practice the truth in the Bible.
我举一个例子好不好
？Let me give you an example.
我随时随口，我昨天前两天的时候我在预备，我就想说。我们把它跟我们的生活连在一起，到底有哪些的情形是这个真理要行出来的
？So I was thinking, what are the examples that the truths that we ought to practice in our daily life?
我就想到在圣经中明明讲到说，夫妻只能如果不是为了专心祷告的缘故，暂时分房，完了以后还必须要同房。
For example, in the scripture it says, unless for the sake of devoting yourself to prayers, husband and wife, you should not deprive each other. You should not sleep in separate rooms.
免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。
Lest the Satan would tempt you because your lack of self-control.
你觉得它是不是真理？
Do you think this is truth?
是不是？
You think this is truth?
结婚的弟兄姐妹，你说它是不是真理？
For those who are married, do you think this is truth?
点头的人很少哎。
它
是不是真理？
Very few nodded. Is this truth?
是。
Yes.
保罗写这个的时候，他有没有写的模棱两可？
When Paul wrote this, was he being ambiguous?
没有结婚的弟兄姐妹，
Those who are not married.
啊，包括十几岁的。你们说他讲的是不是 truth？ 是不是
？You think he was telling the truth？
是不是
？Think he was telling the truth？
哎，都不敢讲。以前，我现在想起来，我看到 Aaron 坐在底下，高个，他小的时候他就不懂得这个真理。他说他以后要盖七层楼。
I remember when Aaron was young, he did not understand this truth. So he says when he grew up, he's going to build a house with seven stories.
他说一层爷爷奶奶住。
One story for grandparents.
一层公公婆婆住。
And a second story for another set of grandparents.
一层爸爸妈妈住。
And a third one for parents.
啊，一层他跟哥哥住。
And then the fourth one is for him and his brother.
另外一层他的太太跟他哥哥的太太一起住。
Another story is for his wife and his brother's wife.
Is it still true?
Is this still true?
Keep your promise.
That's your promise.
啊，我们很多时候我们就不把它当真理。
Because we, oftentimes we do not regard it as true.
所以我们就觉得小孩子生出来以后，哦，理所当然，我妈妈就是应该跟小孩子住。爸爸呢，到别的地方去住，或者打地铺，或者到另外一个房间住。
So then after
有没有这种情形
？So have you seen couples after they have the babies? Then the mom would sleep with the baby, and the dad would sleep in the living room on the floor somewhere.
我们认为是理所当然。
We thought this is the natural thing to do.
但我不好意思哈，我说你不照着主耶稣讲的话去行的话，不照着圣经的真理去行，你真的是。
It's hard for me to tell you, but if you do not follow the truth, then you are a foolish man.
在过去的两三个月里面，我就同时听到非常确定的例子，有三个家庭因为长时间的分开，因为啊小孩子的缘故，或者因为工作的关系，他长时间分开，然后他们现在都在处理离婚的事情。
In the past two three months.I know three concrete cases where a husband and wife have been separated for a long time because of many reasons that now they're processing their divorce.
啊，那你可能说，哎，念慈姐，你夸大其词，他们一定有很多其他的原因啊。
But then you might say, Sister Nancy, you're being exaggerating. They might have other reasons.
冰冻三尺，非一日之寒。
But this is not caused by some one event, single event.
我今天不是在这里做婚姻辅导，所以我就停在这里，好吧？你们自己回去想想。如果你现在常常不跟你的丈夫跟妻子不同房，不是为了祷告的缘故，啊 ，for whatever reason， 如果你是的原因，你自己回去审查一下，你是聪明人还是愚拙人
？So may I ask you to go home and think about it? If you haven't living in the same room with your spouse for a long time, please examine it.
你把你婚姻的
this is wise.
婚姻的房子到底是盖在坚固磐石上，还是盖在松松的沙石上
？Do you build this house of marriage on a solid rock or on sand？
神将来也要用真理来审判我们。
In the future, God will judge us according to the truth。
没有，这圣经中有很多很多的地方，我就不讲。
There are many examples in the Bible, so we will not go over them one by one。
撒旦还有被撒旦所利用的人，是常常要拦住我们照着真理而行。
And also Satan and those who are used by Satan。Or often hinder us from practicing the truth.
撒旦是非常的聪明。
Satan is very, very smart and wise.
所以呢，主耶稣他一受浸完的时候，撒旦就来用神的话试探他，对不对
？So right after Jesus was baptized, Satan came to tempt Jesus with God's words.
你觉得他的意思是要主耶稣来照着神的话行吗
？Do you think he was trying to urge Jesus to follow God's words?
你应该要比撒旦更聪明才对。
I'm sure we are wiser than Satan.
他绝对不是有这个意思，要让你来照着神话来行。
He did not mean for you to do God's will.
但是主耶稣比他有智慧。
And then Jesus was wiser than Satan.
他认识神的真理
，because he knew God's truth.
所以他用真理来抵挡撒旦的谎言。
So Jesus used truth to defeat.Satan's lies.
我们最后要讲到我们该怎么样来对待真理。
So lastly, we shall look at how we should treat the truth.
第一个，当然我们需要渴慕真理。
First of all, we need to hunger for the truth.
我想这是应该是我们基督徒新生命里面一个很自然的现象。
This should be our natural desire for a new Christian.
你不要把说要渴慕真理啊当做一个律法来守着。
Please do not practice hunger for the truth as a law to obey.
它是我们新生命很自然，它叫你会不会饿？你会不会我们天然人生命会不会饿？
It's a natural desire for a new life, just like a baby's crave.
你早上如果没吃早饭，你现在饿？
If you did not have breakfast, would you be hungry now?
我会
想到
饿。
Yes.
饿不饿？
Yes.
饿。对吧？哎呀，等一下，还有，哎呀，还要等那个饭，还得等一个多小时。
好的，是这样。
这是我们，这是我们生命的一种现象，你就是会饿嘛。
This is our natural life phenomenon. We will be hungry.
所以，如果你重生得救了，圣灵住在你的里面，主耶稣住在里面，真理住在里面，你一定会渴慕真理。
So if you are born again, the Holy Spirit lives within you. You will hunger for truth.
所以这个应该不是一个 issue, 对不对？
So that will not be our issue.
那问题就是说你怎么处理这个饿？
Then how do you manage your hunger?
那第二个，
secondly,
我们按真理而行。
We are to walk in the truth.
因为你这个饿呢，它应该会产生一个足够的动力，让我们渴慕能够把真理行。
That hunger should motivate us to walk the truth.
所以我刚刚一开始已经讲过，你光听是没有办法满足。
So as I said in the beginning, if we just hear the truth, we will not be satisfied.
你如果能够靠着主的恩典，能够把真理行出来，哎呀，很喜乐。
If by God's grace you can practice the truth, you will be greatly joyed.
雅各书说，你们若亲近神，神就必亲近你们。它是不是真理？
The book of James says, if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Is it a truth?
你光听你不会满足的。
If you just hear about it, you will not be satisfied.
然后有一天你把它付诸行动，你来亲近神，然后神真的就来亲近你，你满不满足？
But if one day you put it into practice, you draw near to God, you find that God draws near to you, would that bring you satisfaction?
罗马书第五章那个地方讲到说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于。
So in Romans chapter 5, it says, suffering brings perseverance, perseverance produces character, character's hope, and hope will not put us to shame.
为什么?
Why?
因为神的爱已经浇灌在我们的里面。
Because God poured out His love to us.
借着圣灵浇灌在我们的里面，好像那个水的涟漪一样，哇，越来越扩大，越来越扩大。
Because through the Holy Spirit, God pours out His love within us. We will enjoy that ripple effect of love.
你光听的话，你不会满足。
But if we just hear about this, we will not be satisfied.
所以我们在患难中就忧忧愁愁。
Therefore, when we suffer, we grieve and become
sorrowful. 我们百思不得其解，为什么我不能够在患难中仍然是欢欢喜喜？
And we do not understand how we can rejoice in our sufferings.
一天
，until one day.
真的靠着主的恩典行出来了。
By God's grace, when put into action,
你尝到那个神的爱，借着圣灵在浇灌在我们里面，哎呀，真是在患难中都是欢欢喜喜的。
And we get to taste God's love that's poured out in our hearts through Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can rejoice in our suffering.
这个真理叫我们满足。
And that truth will bring us satisfaction.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于受苦。
So suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character hope, and hope will not disappoint us.
所以今天很多圣经中的真理，我们需要照着去行。
So many are choosing the Bible that we need to put into practice.
我想起来圣经雅各书也常常讲，我记得我有一次还讲过这篇，不要爱世界，为什么呢？因为爱世界的话，爱父的心就不在你们里面了，这是不是真理？
The scripture also says, "Do not love the world because you love the world. The love of Father will not be within you." Isn't that the truth also? Amen.
有没有这个经历？
Have you experienced that?
包括说用事物的，好像不用事物的，这个世界世代都要过去，时间已经不多了。
Paul says, those who use the things of this world do not be engrossed by it because the form of this present world is passing away.
我有一个 BMW 的跑车，我可以用它。
If I have a BMW sports car, praise the Lord, I can use it.
我如果是一个80年的福特。
But then if my car is a
Volvo,
if my car is a Volvo of 1980s.
20万 miles 的 Volvo， 哎呀，感谢神，我一样可以用它。
With 200 miles, 200,000 miles on that, praise the Lord, I can still use it.
这世界在我们里面一无所有。
That the world have no place in our hearts.
爱世界爱父的心就不在它里面。
Because if we love the world, the love of the Father will not be within us.
所有的都是神给我们，感谢主。
Everything that we have come from the Lord, so thank God.
但是我们在教养孩子的时候，哎呀，他们少了一点世界的成就，我们就急得要死。功课没教，考试没考好，学校没，哎呀，比好像世界的末了一样。
But yet, when we teach our children, why do we panic when they forget something to do something from the school for other things, as if this is the end of the world?
但是圣经上说要让主耶稣神的儿子在凡事上居首位。哎呀，我们少一点点没关系。
But the scripture says that we should let Jesus Christ have first place in our heart. And yet we say, it is okay.
所以我们在教导孩子的时候呢，我们不会说，因为他如果哪一天没去上学，或者他miss 掉哪一堂课，或者是他考试考砸，我们可能会大发脾气。
So when we teach our children, sometimes we get angry if they miss a class at school.
但是如果说他哪一次服侍他没有来，该来不来，我们会不会对他发过脾气？
But then,
有没有对他们发过脾气？
Do we discipline our children if they are absent for their services at church?
他说 symphony 少去一次不得了，生病发烧可能我们就把他送去。
And then we think it's very important for them to go to a symphony even when they're sick they have to go.
所以今天我们按着真理行，不是我们嘴巴说说就可以，他真的必须在我们的生活里面付诸实行，付诸行动。
So today when we say that we ought to walk in the truth, we have to put into action in our daily living.
我们要用真理来束腰。
And also we have to gird our waist with the truth.
那我因为我背痛很多年啊，十几年，所以我常常用束腰。这次呢，余弟兄这一个礼拜他都得束腰。
I have had back pain for many years, more than 10 years old. I often had to gird my waist.
你们知不知道生理课？
Now, brother, you had to do that last week.
束腰是干什么的？
So what does the gird belt do for us?
是为了让我们有力量，对不对？
So that we will be strengthened.
你不是随时随地就躺下来。那如果今天我们基督徒呢没有用真理来束腰，我们就是软趴趴。
If today we do not gird our waist with the truth, we will be very weak.
没有力量。
With no power.
最后呢，我要讲到我们要为真理做见证。
Lastly, we ought to testify for the truth.
我们跟随耶稣的脚舟行，主耶稣来，他说他是为真理做见证。
We want to follow Jesus in his steps. The Lord Jesus says he came to testify for the truth.
今天我们一整年在这里说我们要跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
So this year we say we want to follow Jesus in his steps.
他其中有一个脚踪是他为真理做见证。
One of his footsteps is to testify for the truth.
他在十字架的面前，在比拉多的面前，他说我来是要为真理做见证。
Before Pilate, he proclaimed that I came for this cause is to
testify
for the truth.
这个脚踪是我们要跟随。
And that is something we ought to follow too.
我在这边有两个例子啊，我很快的时间把它讲，因为跟我们大家都很有关系。
I'll quickly go over two examples.
我记得前几年有两次在湾区有为着婚姻而有的游行，大家记不记得
？About a couple of years ago, there are two parades in Bay Area for the cause of marriage.
我记得呀，一次是在旧金山，我们中间两个孩子都有去参加哦。那后来在迪安萨这个附近，我们中间很多的年轻人也都去参加。
The first time it took place in the city of San Francisco, and the second time in the city of Cupertino. And I remember many young people went to participate.
我听说那些在学校的学生去参加了这个 parade 这个游行，回来以后在学校里受到很多其他同学的排挤跟讥笑。
I heard those young people who went to the parade later on got mocked at school or laughed at by their school friends.
我没有继续的来 follow up， 到底你们的反应怎么样
？I did not follow up to see what was your reaction.
但是我们都有一个认识，今天我们要为真理站住，我们是需要付代价。
But now we all have this understanding. If today we want to stand firm for the truth, we will have to pay a price.
你不要 expect， 不要期待说我今天可以坐着花轿，坐着花轿可以来行真理。
Today, don't think that you can have an easy ride to practice the truth.
你们听得懂吗？ 花轿轿主啊，主耶稣他为真理做见证，他最后走在十字在十字架的道路，跟着他的路上。
The Lord came to testify for the truth, and he ended up in Golgotha.
德州跟美南的各州在2002年跟2003年的时候有一个非常有意义的运动。
In year 2002 and 2003, in the state of Texas and also southern states,
叫做 Teen Purity Movement.
There's a movement called Teen Purity Movement.
然后又叫做 True Love Waits.
Or also, the movement is also called True Love Waits.
他们有一个一个 pledge, 他们有一个 promise, 就是他们所有参加这个 True Love Waits, 就是真爱必须要等待。我想这是中文的翻译。他们有一个 pledge, 有一个 pledge, 有一个誓言，对。
So anyone who wants to join this movement will have a pledge, true love wait pledge.
那我们可不可以请那个 ，OK， 就在这个地方哈，我们请修华帮我们念一下好不好
？True love wait pledge, believing that true love waits, I will make a commitment to God.Myself, my family, my friends, my future mate, and my future children to have to a lifetime of purity, including sexual abstinence, from this day until the day I enter a biblical marriage relationship.
你们觉得年轻人今天要来参加这样子的一个 movement, 他们需不需要付代价?
Do you think for young people to join this movement, they will have to pay a price?
要不要?
Do you think they have to pay a price?
所以今天我们在教导孩子的时候，
so、
我们
today as we teach our children，
我们要教，我们盼望他们能够照着主耶稣的教训，照着圣经的真理来行。
And then we hope that they will walk in the biblical truth。
但是有心理必须要他们预备。
Then we have to prepare them in a way。
要行真理，必须要付代价。
You have to pay a price to walk in the truth.
在今天这样子一个黑暗越来越黑暗的时代
，in this dark world,
能够为真理做见证
，in order to testify for the truth,
你必须要有一个预备
，you have to be prepared,
dare to be different,
and dare to be different.
你必须要勇于跟我们周围的人、跟众人不一样
，you have to dare to be different.
那主耶稣他在约翰福音第八章第四十五节到第四节，他说：“我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此而不信我吗？”
Jesus says in John chapter 8, says, "I tell you the truth, and you do not believe me."
啊，很多的时候，当我们把真理说出来的时候，我们失去了那个 popularity， 失去了那个受欢迎的程度。
Sometimes if we tell the truth, then we will lose our popularity.
施洗约翰为着真理而指责希律王。
John the Baptist rebuked King Herod
for his sexual
immorality, and he was imprisoned.
最后连他的头都没有。
And that cost his head.
主耶稣他行真理的时候，他行神迹的时候，所有人都拥护他，拥挤他。
When Jesus performed miracles, the crowd came to surround him.
但是他一把真理讲出来的时候。
But yet, when he tell the truth,
主耶稣说：“你们就不相信我了吗？”
Then Jesus says, "Now you don't believe me."
很多人都离开他。
Many departed from him.
神的家是永生神的教会。
The God's house is the church of the living God.
在提摩太前书那边讲，他是真理的柱石和根基。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, it says the church is the pillar and the foundation of truth.
很盼望在我们的教会里面。真理的准绳常常能够被拉出来。
I hope that in our church, the standard for the truth is always set.
有许多的人在这里传扬真理。
And many will proclaim the truth here.
保罗说，他说，若我单言日久，你们也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
So in that epistle, Paul says, if I delayed,
我们一起来
then you and people will know how to conduct yourselves in the household.
唱那首诗歌，我们一起有些祷告。
So let's sing that song again and have some prayer.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
真理住在我们的中间。
The truth abides within us.
你自己就是真理。
You yourself are the truth.
你也借着圣灵让我们有行真理的力量和恩典。
And because of the indwelling Holy Spirit that we have the ability and grace to
walk in the truth.
我们能够非常有信心地说我们是属于真理的。
And we can say boldly and confidently that we are of the truth.
我们不属于谎言。
And we do not believe, we
我们属于光明，不属于黑暗。
We are of the light and not darkness.
而今天你的真理叫我们都得着自由。
And because the truth has set us free.
我们赞美。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们也盼望你，当我们听这么多有关你的事。
As we heard so much about you.
我们越来越希望能够跟随你的脚踪行。
That we will have more and more desire to follow your footsteps.
如果老约翰今天在我们的中间。
If Apostle John is among us today.
要看见我们按着真理而行。
That he sees that we walk in the truth.
他要说我的心没有比这个更欢喜。
But he will say that there's no greater joy than this.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.